Wild Robots, Chapter 45 and 46, read by Mr. Kazander. Chapter 45, The Dead Robots. The gosling floated on breeze beside his mother as she climbed down the cliffside. Down they went, past ledges and seagulls and tough little trees, until they were standing on the rocky shore with the cliffs looming behind them. The gravesite had changed. Roz's crate was gone, lost to weather or waves. Some of the robot parts were gone too. Other parts were gritty with sand and were tangled in seaweed, or were inhabited by small, scuttling creatures. One smashed torso still had a head and legs attached. Roz and Bright Bill huddled around the corpse and studied the mess of tubes spilling out. This thing used to look like you? Said Bright Bill. Yes, we are the same type of robot, said Roz. And now this robot is dead? In a way. Will you ever die, Mama?
I think so.
Will I die?
All living things die eventually.
The gosling's face scrunched with worry. Bright Bill, you are going to live a long and happy life. Roz laid a hand on her son's back. You should not worry about death. The gosling's face relaxed. And then he pointed to a small round shape on the back of the dead robot's head. What's that? He said. Roz leaned in closer. That is a button, which is a knob on a piece of machinery that can be pressed to operate it. Bright Bill began pressing the button. Click, click, click. Nothing is happening, he said. Probably because this robot is dead. Click, click, click. Mama, do you have a button? Bright Bill watched as his mother's head turned all the way around and the small button came into view. You've got one, he said. I've never noticed it before.
Neither did I, said the robot.
The gosling giggled. Oh, Mama, you have so much to learn about yourself. Roz reached for the button on her head, but her hand automatically stopped before she could touch it. She tried with her other hand, but it automatically stopped as well. It seems I cannot press the button, she said. Would you like to try?
What will happen?
I think that I will shut down, but I think you could simply press the button again to restart me.
You think? Squawked Bright Bill.
What if you're wrong? What if you wake up different? What if you never wake up?
Mama, I don't want to shut you down.
Roz turned her head back around and saw Bright Bill's face was once again scrunched with worry. She knelt beside him and said, Of course you do not have to shut me down. I'm sorry if I scared you. Are you okay?
I'm okay, Bright Bill sniffled and wiped his eyes.
And then he heard splashing. Otters were playing in the ocean. He had never seen otters before. He stared as they swam and dove and sloshed around with one another. They seemed to be having a ridiculous amount of fun, and suddenly the gosling was smiling again.
Hello, my name is Bright Bill, he shouted over the waves.
And this is my mama. Her name is Roz.
The last time those otters had seen Roz, they had thought she was some kind of monster. But since then, they heard that she was remarkably friendly and that she'd even adopted an orphan gosling. And so the otters smiled as Roz, and so the otters smiled at Roz and Bright Bill. Then they swam straight over and splashed onto the rocks.
Hello there, said the biggest otter. Nice to meet you both.
Actually, Roz, we've met once before, but you might not remember me.
My name's Shelley.
I do remember you, said the robot, but I'm glad to learn your name, Shelley.
You know each other, said the gosling.
These otters were the first animals I ever met, said Roz. They are also the first animals who ever ran away from me.
Yeah, sorry about that, said Shelley, as the other otters sniffed the robot's legs.
You know, Bright Bill, when we first saw your mum, she was packed in a box and surrounded by soft, squishy stuff.
Bright Bill's brow furrowed.
You wouldn't believe how small she looked, all folded up in there. Bright Bill's nose sniffled.
We thought she was dead, but when she reached into the box, she came into life.
But when we reached into the box, she came to life and climbed out looking like a sparkling monster.
Bright Bill's eyes welled up with tears, and then he felt his mother scoop him into her arms.
Are you okay? She whispered in his ear.
I think I've learned enough about robots for today, he whispered back.
I'm sorry, Otters, said Roz, but we really must be going.
I hope I didn't upset the little guy, said Shelley. I thought he'd like to hear about how we first met.
Bright Bill will be fine, said Roz, using a friendly voice. But we've had a very busy day and we should go home. It was nice to see you again. Goodbye. Roz turned, and with her long stride, she carried her son away from the gravesite and over to the base of the sea cliffs. Would you like to sit on my shoulder as I climb? Said the robot. I feel like flying, said the gosling. I'll meet you at the top. Brightbill flapped his wings and disappeared into the sky. Roz began scaling the wall. Up she went, expertly negotiating rocky columns and ledges, until she hoisted herself onto the clifftop, where two young bears were waiting. Chapter 46, The Fight. Hello, bears. My name is Roz. Oh, we know who you are, said the sister bear. Her voice dripped with sarcasm. We're very happy to see you again. Yeah, we're very happy to see you again, echoed the brother bear. Why do you always have to repeat what I say? Said the sister to her brother. It's so annoying. I was just backing you up. Let me do the talking. Fine. You don't have to be so mean about it. The bickering bears were interrupted by the robot's friendliest voice. With whom do I have the pleasure of speaking? How rude of us, said the sister bear. My name is Nettle, and this is my little brother, Thorn. I'm not little, snapped Thorn under his breath. It is lovely to meet you both, said Roz, but I'm afraid I really must be going. And I'm afraid we can't let you do that. Nettle stepped under Roz's path. My brother and I, we don't like monsters. I'm not a monster. I'm a robot. Whatever you are, we don't like you, said Thorn. We hear you've become very comfortable on our island, said Nettle. Now we're going to make you very uncomfortable. Yeah, we're going to make you very uncomfortable. Stop repeating me, Thorn. Poor Roz was in serious trouble. The bears were closing in on her, but she couldn't run. She couldn't hide, and she couldn't fight. The robot didn't know what to do. But before she could do anything, there was a loud squawk and a streak of feathers. Stay away from my mama, Bright Bill swooped down and skidded to a stop between the robot and the bears. So the rumors are true, Nettle laughed. There really is a runty gosling who thinks the robot is his mother. How could anyone be so stupid? Do yourself a favor, gosling, and fly away before you get hurt. She is right, Bright Bill, said Roz. Please let me handle this. But the gosling stood his ground. He spread his wings and hopped around, ready to defend his mother. The bears roared with laughter. Then, with a flick of her paw, Nettle sent Brightbill tumbling over the ground over and over until he flopped onto his back and stared up at the sky stunned. This is our island, snarled Nettle, and it's time for you to go, growled Thorn. Roz made herself as big as possible. She banged her chest and roared wild, angry sounds, but the bears were not intimidated. They roared right back, and then they attacked. Nettle pulled Roz into a fierce bear hug while Thorn clawed at her legs. The robot tried to shake free, but the bears would not let go of their prey, not this time. A cloud of dust bloomed around the trio as they thrashed closer to the edge of the cliff. All of a sudden, something burst out from the trees and onto the open clifftop. Mother Bear. She was gigantic, like a mountain of golden fur, and she was furious. It seemed like this would be the end of our robot. But Mother Bear wasn't there to join the fight. She was there to break it up. Nettle, Thorn, get over here this instant. The young bears should have listened to their mother. Instead, they pretended not to hear her. Nettle slashed at Roz's body and Thorn began wrestling with her foot. He grabbed the foot with both paws and forced it up from the ground. Then, with every ounce of his strength, he twisted the foot around. Reader, the following events happened very quickly. First, there was a strange thwip sound as the robot's right foot popped off her leg and sailed through the air. Then everyone toppled over. Nettle and Roz fell sideways along the edge, but Thorn fell backward and tumbled right off the cliff. Do you know what the most terrible sound in the world is? It's the howl of a mother bear as she watches her cub tumble off a cliff. Mother bear's howl was so startling that it snapped Brightbill right out of his stupor. Her howl was so powerful that it shook Roz's entire body. Her howl was so loud that the animals heard it clear across the island. But there was no reply from Thorn. Mother bear's howl slowly faded, and she wilted to the ground. Roz watched as her detached foot sailed over the edge and plummeted down to the shore below. It fell past circling seagulls, smashed off a rock, and disappeared into the waves. And that's when the robot noticed something furry dangling from the cliffside. Thorn. His full weight hung from a tree that was rooted to the rock wall. He gripped the tree tightly in his jaws and looked up at Roz with wide, frightened eyes. "I see Thorn!" shouted Roz. "Grab my legs, quickly!" Mother Bear and Nettle scrambled to their feet. Each bear took a leg in her mouth, and together they slowly lowered Roz head first down the cliff. Thorn whimpered through clenched teeth as he watched the robot approach. Then he felt her strong arms wrap around him and heard her booming voice holler, "Pull us up!" Thorn let go of the branch and cried, "Please don't drop me, Roz. I don't want to die." "Do not worry," said the robot. "I will not drop you." The next few moments seemed to drag on and on. Mother Bear and Nettle kept pulling on Roz's legs, and more of the robot slowly came into view until a furry golden head finally appeared, and Thorn leaped into the embrace of his family.